Welcome back to Hawk Talk, the official podcast of Hettinger Public School. I'm Joel Janikowski, your host, and we're here to keep you in the loop with the latest school news, offer insights on school board meetings, and dive deep into what makes our educational experience special to our students, parents, and our tight-knit community. While today's episode will be generally focused around sports, as you keep listening, you'll come to learn that it has to do with way more. It's about developing well-rounded students and helping them build those skills that they're going to use for the rest of their lives. Joining us in this episode is someone who not only understands the game, but also its significance to our students' lives. Say hello to John Kohler, our devoted athletic director and history teacher here at Hettinger Public School. Now, John is here to share his expertise on building strong teams, nurturing sportsmanship, and the vital role sports play in shaping well-rounded individuals. We will also go into things such as, you know, the ref shortage that's happening across the country, how you can stay up to date on Nighthawk sporting events by using the Our School calendar, and how you can tune into the game while it's happening with KNDC and the HPS Stream team. And remember, you can stay connected to Hawk Talk on any podcast platform that you listen to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, or even watching it on YouTube. So just make sure that you hit that subscribe or follow button so that way you don't miss any future episodes that we're doing. All right, now let's go into today's episode. And thank you very much for tuning in again. I'm sitting here with John Kohler. John Kohler, thank you very, very much for sitting down with us today to talk about some of these things that are really good reminders. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Joel?
Doing pretty good. So some of the things that we kind of wanted to talk about that you mentioned to me before is that, you know, the sports season's coming up and, you know, it's been summer. It's been a little bit, and we forget things. It's always good to have good reminders. And we were going to talk about setting expectations in sports and things like that. What were some of the main ideas that you did want to kind of cover today?
Well, we just want to talk about, you know, the proper expectations for behavior during games, matches, you know, all that stuff. You know, really, what is the role of sports in education-based athletics? And you know, the current reffing shortages and refs, and just a couple updates and things about the season, you know, the upcoming seasons, and maybe hit on, you know, the Our School calendar and how people can get that instantaneous thing from us.
Okay.
By using the Our School calendar.
Awesome. So with that, in our first segment, we're going to kind of talk about setting expectations. So what are some of the key expectations that you believe everyone involved in sports should probably be keeping in mind when it comes to whether being at the games or even at practice? What's that mentality that they need to be having?
Respect.
Just straight up respect.
Yeah. And that's a pretty wide ranging topic. Respect for your teammates, you know, respect for your coaches, respect for referees. You know, and as fans, respect for everything. As coaches, respect the referees, respect everything. You know, so it really, everything comes down to respect. And we do a really good job with that, but it doesn't hurt to talk about it as well.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, when we're at practice and stuff like that, say, you know, football, volleyball, cross country, the ones that are going on now, you know, if you're going to respect, you know, if you want to be a good teammate, it doesn't matter if you're the star player as a senior or that freshman that's just coming in. You respect each other.
Absolutely.
You know, you have that respect. And when you start breeding that culture of respect, the sport itself becomes, you know, more enjoyable, not just, you know, for the kids themselves, but it becomes more for the fans, the coaches. Just everything becomes easier when you inject that common respect that you have for everyone and just common, you know, good manners, things like that. Hey, they're on the ground, help them up.
Absolutely.
You know, you see that kid in practice who maybe hasn't gotten a drill right all week, and all of a sudden they're nailing. It's like, hey, man, good job.
Yeah.
Give that, you know, give that notoriety. But then on the flip side of that, also accountability. You know, you want to have the players, the coaches, the fans, everyone be accountable. you know, for their actions. I mean, that's really what it's all about, because, you know, we're kind of, like I say, is like, we have the best job in the world on our end, because, you know, go to your classroom, we learn technology, we learn things like that. We learn, you know, the periodic table, biology, things like that in biology. We get to use sports and extracurricular activities to teach life skills.
Yeah, you use it as the platform.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. It is a perfect platform to teach how to handle adversity, you know, how to work hard for what you want, not take things for granted, how to be a good team worker, because, you know, you look in every job you have, you're going to have to work with people.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to be a good team player if you want your business or like our school to succeed. You know, everybody has to be a team player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sports teaches all of that. You know, and if you don't hold people accountable for expectations, then things can go sideways really fast.
Absolutely. And what a great place for them to practice it, because, you know, they're doing it in on a team where, you know, at the very worst, something goes wrong, you're not following along, you're not, you know, you're not meeting those expectations. It's a slap on the wrist. It's a talking to. You're not getting fired. It's not affecting your income, you know. So it's such a great place to practice those skills, truly.
And so we like to say it is zero consequences. You may lose a game, you may lose that basketball game or that volleyball game, but you're not getting fired. You're learning a life lesson in high school, in junior high sports, elementary sports. Okay. And every coach, every motivational speaker will tell you, you learn more from your losses than you do from your wins.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so when you have those situations in a sports setting, you lose. Yeah, that stinks. We want to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to win.
Oh, of course. But,
you know, it's a zero consequence. You know, yeah, we lost. That stinks. We really want to win, but no one's losing their jobs. You know, like you go to you become a high powered attorney and you miss a deadline or something. Well,
that's different.
Yeah. There's where consequences are. So if we can teach them the right, you know, the life skills in these sports, they can go out into the real world with those tools.
Because they've practiced them.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I've been accountable. They've taught me accountability. They've taught me expectations and how to meet them and how to exceed them, all of that.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, of course we want to win. I want to go to state. Who doesn't want to go to state?
Well, yeah, because it's fun. It's exciting. Yeah. It's exhilarating. Absolutely.
But the ultimate goal of education-based athletics is to help them grow as human beings.
Yeah, that's awesome. So with those being some of the key expectations, you know, and the mentalities that you want people to keep in mind, you know, and we've kind of covered, you kind of already beat me to the punch in my second question, which was, how do these expectations contribute to a positive experience for players, coaches, and spectators? I mean, really, it's kind of that rounding out of the human being as a whole. But yeah, go ahead.
We can expand on that, because, you know, I've been, you know, to several games in other towns and even our own town, where you really get that rowdy fan base, the ones who really like to yell and scream and complain at refs. It doesn't make an enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't make an enjoyable experience for the kids. It doesn't make an enjoyable experience for the coaches.
Yep.
And if you're up there, you know, as a fan or even as a coach, we see coaches do it too.
Yeah.
Complaining all the time. Well, you're not having, you know, fun.
Yep.
You know, it's not an enjoyable experience. So when we can, bring forth those values and like, hey, these are the values we're teaching, you know, it's just going to be a more positive experience for everyone, because, hey, let's face it, be there to enjoy the game. You know,
yeah.
Our kids, the number one reason kids play sports, is it to be a Division I athlete? No. The number one reason kids play sports is to have fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, they've done surveys all over the country. They want to have fun. It's something they love to do, and they like to be with their friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so that's something that we have to keep in mind is, hey, you want to go spend $350 to go see the Timberwolves play, and you want to scream at them because they stink. Totally different.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. I mean, they're paid athletes, you know, there's expectations.
And then even then, you know, they don't deserve that, you know, to be yelled at. But but in a high school, these are kids. Let them have fun. It's such a short time period in their life. You have to embrace just the joy part of it.
Absolutely. And, and if you think about it too, you're talking about how it's such a short period of time. I mean, look at the percentage of student athletes that go from high school to college that continue. That drop off's huge.
It's less than 1% of all student athletes will go on to play at the college level.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's your one time of playing that sport. Yeah. And that's it.
I coached for so many years, and you get into the cycle. Okay, here's my freshman. And then all of a sudden you blink, and it's like, they graduated.
Yeah.
You know, and as a coach, there's always that adjustment. It's like, man, just take it in. Mm-hmm. You know, take it in as a fan, as a coach. Take it in, because you have such limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Such limited time. You know, and I can't give you the exact statistics, but there's this many days in your daughter's, here's how many games she will have from freshman to a senior. After that, you don't get any more.
And then that's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we can instill that positive image, the positive vibe, if you will, sorry to go all Jerry Garcia on you right here. But if we can, that positivity, man, you're just going to enjoy it. Take it in. I mean, you and I, we're not exactly fans of the greatest football teams in the world. You know, you're a Jets fan. I'm a Bucks fan. I recently had some success only because Tom Brady was there.
Yes.
Mostly it's you and I languishing in the middle of the crowd or to the back a little bit.
Yes. Yeah.
You
know?
But I'm always positive. I love my Bucks. You love your Jets.
Yes.
I
mean,
you wear a lot more Jet stuff than I think a person should who's a Jets fan. Yeah. But, you know, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But this, the whole simple joy.
You know,
I love going to every event we have.
Mm-hmm.
I just love watching football. Mm-hmm. I love watching volleyball. I love going to track meets, basketball games, wrestling, baseball.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is probably my second passion after volleyball. I just love the the aura of the sport.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you why, but I just love
it. Hits
that.
You right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just enjoy it. Take it in. You know, and then you can talk to those kids. And I wasn't always this way, mind you. I was that, you know, eat metal, spit nails back out kind of coach when I first started.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you realize it's like, man, I mean, I am not an Army sergeant here. These are kids. You know, let's let them have some fun.
Yeah. And I suppose that's where you find the true, not only the meaning, but the enjoyment of watching them progress. Mm-hmm. And that's the real point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching them develop.
You know, and as a fan, as a parent, as a coach, as a player, mm-hmm. this is something that's very important. If you live and die with every point, you're going to have more funerals than successes.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, man, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Get the joy out of it, because this isn't going to be forever. We have great kids. Mm. We have great kids in our system. Enjoy watching them play, because, hey, they're not going to be here all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and our coaches work so hard. You know, enjoy and appreciate what they do, and our fans. You know, we are a town that travels well, and we have good we get a lot of fans at football games, volleyball games. But when you go on the road, it's quite common, honestly, in a lot of cases, where you have more Nighthawk fans at a gym than the home team.
Oh wow!
Yeah, we get that quite a bit. We have really good traveling fans. It's because they enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, they enjoy it.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite things to see is those old grandpas and grandmas who come in. They don't have grandkids in it. They don't have, you know, grandnieces or anything. Hey, man, they just love sports. They just want to come watch.
They're just enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's my hometown, old fella who passed away. I've known him my whole life. Mm-hmm. You know, grew up. His name was Jim. And Jim was, I think, 83 when he passed this summer. But I never saw him once miss a Glenallan Hebron Bearcats basketball game.
Wow.
He drove down to Headinger whenever they had it. I saw him all over. He went everywhere. He just enjoyed it.
He just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's just a great thing. So as far as, you know, that second question, how do they contribute to a positive experience? Man, if you have people yelling, those kids can hear it, and it's just like,
oh yeah, and that affects their playing, that affects their experience, and it's a domino effect. Absolutely.
So if we want a positive experience for the kids, let's be positive ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And just being happy to see kids out on the field or out on the court, and
you know, and we can even get into the neurological of it. your brain doesn't stop growing and developing till you're 25 years old.
Yeah.
These are teenagers.
Yeah, so they still got a ways.
They're going to make mistakes.
Yep.
They're going to forget this. They're going to forget that. Something's going to happen. Hey, guess what? They're learning.
Yeah, that's So if anything, like, congratulations, you've just learned again. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to, discipline things like that. And, if a player's not playing good, you take them out. I'm not saying you don't do that, but hey, man, they're kids. That brain is not fully developed yet. Let's let them learn. Wow. Because, and the studies have shown and the science wills out that a more positive experience creates to a more positive brain growth rather than, you got to do this, you got to do that. Well, you can have that conversation. What we found out is rephrase it, hey, you saw this, we can work on this a little bit, you're doing good here, but anytime we can make it a more positive experience, it's just going to be better for the kids, just a better overall experience.
It's a win-win both ways.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So we're gonna quick take a break and we're going to go into this next segment, which is talking about proper conduct in the game. Okay, so we're back and we just finished up segment one. Now we're moving on to segment two, which is kind of more talking about proper conduct in the game. So one of my first questions would be is, can you share some examples of good conduct that you've witnessed during games and also the impact that it had?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of examples. I mean, one of the big ones is that you see in football a lot is you tackle someone and then help them up.
Oh, yeah, you see that one often.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you see that one in football and...
volleyball, there's always the shaking hands before. Yeah, there's not much you can do in volleyball because there's no interaction.
You stay on your side,
I stay on my side.
Yeah.
But the same thing with basketball. Someone gets knocked down, they pick them up, pat them on the back, whatever.
Absolutely.
Baseball, I've seen kids hit a home run and then, the first baseman, give them a high five or something.
Oh, dang.
Nice hit.
Absolutely. It's a general encouragement for the development of the individual.
Yeah. There's stuff like that. But then just the positive cheering.
Oh, yeah.
From the fans and coaches as well. Positive cheering. I've seen some spectacular plays in my years as a volleyball coach from the other team. And I'll wow, kid, that was a good shot.
Oh, yeah.
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 Stuff like that. And... there's all sorts of examples.
Absolutely. How do you feel when those things are happening? How do you feel that's affecting the entire, the spirit of the game itself? How do you feel that's affecting things?
Again, that goes back to the positive tone that we talked about in the last segment.
Yeah.
Keep that positive up, because this is the minute you get negative. That's the thing is what we talk about kids too. They're sponges.
Oh, yeah.
If you're exuding positivity, they're going to absorb that positivity. All right. If you're exuding negativity, well, then they're going to take it on too. And I've witnessed that myself as a coach. When you're being positive and I've had nights where I'm negative and then reflecting on it, I'm like, wow, my team took that on and that actually hurt us.
Wow. So seeing how that reflects
accordingly. Yeah.
Gotcha. So I kind of want to move in into some kind of different conceptual questions, kind of more like the why behind it all. How do you think sports can be a platform to teach valuable life lessons beyond the game itself? And this kind of rounds back to some of our first questions, but...
Yeah, and again, that's exactly what sports are meant to be at the school level, the education-based athletics. Mm-hmm. We could go into a whole different 20-part series on the effect of club sports. Which is outside of the school, and their only goal is to win. In education-based athletics, we want to win. Don't get me wrong. We want to coach our kids hard. We want to hold them accountable. But the ultimate lesson that we're teaching is life skills. That's what sports is about. And again, I'm biased because being a former coach, 22 years in athletics here in Hettinger, it's better for these kids to learn life skills doing something they like.
Oh, because they're going to get back in the ring every time.
Yeah, we're going to teach you how to, do proper, you know, life skills through square dancing. How many kids want a square dance? You know, kids are, you know, and they're not going, you know, and that's the thing too, is they're not playing volleyball or basketball or wrestling because, boy, I hope we learn good life skills. No, they're playing because they love the sport. They love having fun.
Yeah.
We're injecting those life skills.
Yeah.
You know,
and bringing that across.
We, you know, we have that great phrase in education, the teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
You get so many more teachable moments in the athletic atmosphere almost than you do in the classroom because it's so bang, bang, bang. And you're dealing more with more raw emotion in sports.
Oh, yeah.
I've rarely pulled raw emotion from my students in a history lecture.
It's not a naturally emotional subject.
But you could see raw emotion when those kids make a comeback in a game. You know, that's and sometimes raw emotion can run off the rails. That's why we're here. You know, right? Yeah. Hey, you know, this is how we need to act in these situations. You know, there's consequences for what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. You hence that learning moment or that learning teachable moment again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, that's what we really want to be is, again, we want to win. We can't stress that enough. We want to be winners. We want to coach our kids to win. We want to put the best possible kids out there to win.
But the priority.
But if you make that your only goal, you've lost everything else. I mean, case in point, the Johnny Manziel. Did you see the Johnny Manziel documentary on Netflix?
No.
It's that guy was horrible. Just cheated his way through a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And at Texas A&M, they knew.
Oh.
They knew. But he's the head coach of Arizona Cardinals now, Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know if he still is. But he was the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. When Manziel was the quarterback, and that guy was off the chains. He was partying. He was doing all this stuff. He did illegal autograph signings, things like that, which is a whole different thing with the NCAA.
Okay, that's a whole. Okay.
Which is different now.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, it was illegal to get paid for signing your autograph. Well, he was doing it under the table. And like Texas A&M knew about all this stuff. They knew about his partying. They knew, you know, all this stuff. Yeah. And Cliff Kingsbury was the offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. He was like, yeah, we knew, but we needed him to win. You're not teaching this kid anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's an awesome responsibility for a coach because parents are saying, here, take my child, make them a better person.
Yeah.
They're kind of counting on that.
Yeah.
You know, help us make this a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And one of a coach's awesome responsibilities is to make a good human being.
Yeah.
Not 20 years from now. We're working on it right now.
Yeah.
And when you have a situation like the Manziel thing, you didn't teach him anything. All you did was enable horrible behavior because he knew he was going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, for all of his drug tests at Texas A&M, he had the fourth string quarterback pee for
him. Mm. So then, absolutely. So at the end of the day, I mean, they were basically creating a bit of a monster in a sense.
In a sense, I think that monster was always there. He just found out how far he could take it.
Okay.
But that's Johnny Manziel. I mean, if we look at the high school side.
Yeah, we aren't dealing with the.
But that's just a good example. That's just a good example of you're not teaching the right things here.
Yeah.
All right. At the high school level, we're teaching to be good humans.
Yep.
And again, that awesome responsibility of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also one where you have to be consistent. It's like, this is my best player. I let him get away with a little bit more than these kids over here. Well, guess what? These kids over here see what this kid can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And pretty soon that can, I guess, to go back to the last segment, can lead to disharmony.
Oh, absolutely. And things like that. And kind of sour your culture a little bit amongst the players.
And so, that's the big thing that we talk about is treat everyone the same, whether they're the best or the newest kid on the team. Everyone has to abide by the same rules and the same expectations.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So that kind of answers, you know, that question of, you know, how can sports be a platform to teach valuable life lessons beyond the game itself? An additional question on top of that is, what role do coaches and parents play, specifically also parents, play in instilling these lessons in young athletes? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think the role of the parent is one of the most important, because they're the support role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kid, obviously, they're listening. Whatever the coach says goes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes kids are upset about that. You know, I didn't make the squad I wanted. I'm not the starter in this. You know, I wanted to do that. This is where the role of parents is very important, where you can talk about overcoming adversity and having to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than, oh, everyone's out to get me, things like that. They don't like me. That's why, you know, they don't like my kid. That's why they're not playing. That's not the case.
Yep.
You know, 99% of coaches are teachers, and they care passionately about your kid,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in the classroom or on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going, oh, I don't like that kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to shove them to the back of the line just because I don't like them or their parent.
Yep.
And that's just not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case. Not with our coaches. There might be some instances out there. I can't, you know, obviously you can't say that. There
yeah, it's
coaches.
Never. Yeah.
But it's not the case around here. It's not the case for our coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And our parents, the support role. Hey, you know, this isn't what you wanted. You know, mm-hmm. what did the coach say you can do better to increase? Okay, let's focus on that. Now, you know, just, you know, this is a great lesson to learn,
mm-hmm.
because, hey, I've had dream jobs. I'm living mine now. But, you know, hey,
yeah.
you know, you want to,
yeah.
you want to be the head tech guy for Apple or something. You yep. didn't get the job.
Yep.
All right. Hey, those things happen. How do we overcome that? How can we get past that?
Yep.
You know, so for the role of the parents is just to be supportive of the coach, of the program,
yep.
and especially of their child, you know, trying, you know, helping them through that rough patch. You know, like we've had the helicopter parent, the lawnmower parent, where they just try to get rid of every obstacle for their child. So they have this free road.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
let them hit the obstacles.
Yeah, because then you know, that's going to develop them
and then,
better.
And then help them get over that obstacle.
Gotcha.
You know, yep. And for the coach, it's the same thing. Hey, you have this responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't take it lightly.
Yeah.
You know, they hit a hurdle. We help them get over the hurdle.
Yep.
You know.
So would you say kind of on top of that, you know, you were kind of talking about thing happens in a sport and then it kind of follows through at home. I suppose that teamwork amongst the coaches or the program and the parents is really, really important to be able to be either on the same page or on the same wavelength or something of that manner. So that way the lesson is continuous, whether at school or at home.
And again, consistency.
Yeah.
Making sure everything is consistent. We try to align, or we do, we're in there now.
Mm-hmm.
We do align our expectations for sports. They are aligned with our school expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, the Manziel documentary,
mm-hmm.
The athletic director for Texas A&M had a great quote. No, did I share this with you yesterday?
No.
He had this great quote. He said, sports are the front porch of any university.
Mm.
And I think that's true. You can say sports are the front porch for high schools too, because, you know, people don't sit around drinking coffee on Monday morning and go, oh boy, did you hear about that Janikowski? I hear he's doing a hell of a job, with his web design class.
Yeah.
No, they talk about the football game on Friday night. They talk about
yeah.
the wrestling team. They talk about basketball.
Yeah.
You know, and so again, that all goes back to that positive imagery.
Yep.
You know, that positive imagery and all of that.
Gotcha. That's awesome. So let's kind of round out in this last section here. I kind of want to talk about referee shortages and challenges, and then we're going to kind of finish in the last segment, which is going to be talking more about, you know, upcoming events in our school and how you can stay, you know, involved with our sports program. But let's first talk about the referee shortage. So what do you see? What are the common challenges referees today face during games? And this is a big one. I hear about this a lot.
You know, yeah, the fans and coaches yelling at them. And then that translates into players on the field doing it. We've seen it.
I suppose because they see it and then it gets yeah. replicated.
Well, remember, kids are sponges.
Yeah.
If you're pushing that positivity and tolerance out,
yeah,
that's what they're going to do. If you're pushing the negativity out, that's what they're going to do. So we, you know, the biggest thing is verbal abuse,
just
from the stands and the sidelines.
Yeah. Wow.
And we're hoping to remedy that? Like, I know we're going to talk about later, but this Meet the Nighthawks thing on Thursday, we can talk about it now a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, sure, yeah.
One of my, this year, we're doing this, the Meet the Nighthawks. We used to do it, where we just bring the kids out, introduce them, blah, 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 mm-hmm. all that. Well, what I decided to do this year is we're doing a Meet the Nighthawks this coming Thursday for football and cross country, and mm-hmm. next Thursday for volleyball. What I'm doing is I'm bringing in reffing crews. Thursday, I'm bringing in a certified reffing crew.
Yeah.
They're going to ref our scrimmage, and then they're going to talk to the fans and the coaches about all of the rule changes this year, common questions they have, common, you know, things people don't really understand, just to educate our fans.
Yeah, and also and bringing that connection between the reffing crew and that entity and then the fans as well to yeah. kind of build that trust and that, yeah, that's you know, important.
And here's the thing. Refs aren't robots. They have kids. They have an 8-hour-a-day job. They have a family at home.
Yeah, this is an extra on top of what they do.
They're doing this because they love it. Mm-hmm. You know, and hey, we... So, again, that respect.
Yeah.
So that... The biggest thing for refs is that abuse.
Wow.
And then with the shortage...
Oh, yes.
It's... We had a lot of refs retire. I mean, mm-hmm. and not a lot coming in. You know, it's like education. Everyone's retiring, but nobody's coming into education, right? Yep. And so, hold on, I got to back up. I just lost my train of thought.
No, so we were kind of going into the ref shortage and what they can do to help.
So on the western side of the state,
yep,
we have a extreme shortage of referees, not just mm-hmm. for football right now, but also for basketball, wrestling, volleyball.
Wow.
And we've had to make adjustments this year. Matter of fact, we had to change one of our football games this year from October 13th, a Friday night, to a Saturday afternoon, October 14th.
Oh, wow.
Because there's not enough refs.
Wow.
So in order to basically get our game played, am I going to spend 3 times more in mileage for refs to come out of Bismarck? Or do we just move to a Saturday?
Can you just move it to another day to work with the ref?
And we're working with our refereeing crews here. We've had to change times on a couple games. So reffing crews, and here's the thing, they're going to ref one football game at 5, and then they're going to travel to another town and ref another one at 7:30. That's how acute the reffing shortage is just for football, mind you. Now we get over to volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the same boat over here. I'm a volleyball official,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I contract them out, but it's something I don't want to do, but I have to ref a couple Hettinger matches. Because the refs I hired just cannot find anyone to come with them.
Wow.
All right. So I have to step in. Plus, you know, I go around and ref in other towns as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the shortage we're at. And it's going to be the same for basketball. It's going to be the same for wrestling. Wrestling, we're okay.
Wrestling's
we have a pretty good pipeline down here in Southwest North Dakota. We have some fabulous refs. They come out of South Dakota. Great refs. And we have a great ref in Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes over and helps ref. So we have some good ones down here, but man, you talk to some of these towns like up in the middle of the patch
mm-hmm.
and like just us a few years ago, we could not find a ref or for a wrestling duel. We had to bring a guy down from Williston to do a duel. And at that time, I think that we paid $70 to ref a duel and he got like $400 in mileage. And afterwards, he's like, call me anytime.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Wow. So then, okay. So obviously, we've kind of talked about the things that they're facing, the shortages that we're struggling with. You know, what are things that people can do to support either refs or that system? Like, let's say if they're thinking about getting involved, who do they even go to?
Well, you can come to me.
And you'll get directed.
And I can get you directions exactly how to become a registered official for any sport. Wow. And then, of course, we have Todd Fisher, who is the head of the Dickinson Rough Rider officials.
Mm-hmm.
You would get in contact with him, and then he would put you wherever he needs you for football. He does football and basketball and baseball.
Yep.
And he'd be like, hey. But yeah, if I encourage people, hey, become mm-hmm. a ref.
Absolutely,
because especially if there's
a dire need.
You know, and especially like people whose kids are gone from school and they still really like that sport.
They can
like me who retired from coaching, I still really love volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you connected to that sport.
Yeah, actually, if anything, you're
and
more
it's rewarding. It's very rewarding to be an official.
That's awesome. So then, so we've talked about how we can, you know, hopefully fill that slot. What are other ways that we can just support refs? I know you're doing the meet and greet, mm-hmm. you know, this Thursday and the next Thursday, but what are other ways that parents, coaches, and players can support a ref?
That very first word I said at the beginning of the podcast, yep. respect.
Yep.
Just respect them, respect the job they do. Respect the fact that they're someone just like you.
Yeah.
All right. They have a job. They have kids. Hey, guess what? They're traveling down the highway. They get a flat tire just like you.
Yeah.
Hopefully when you drive by and say, oh, that was the ref that was here the other night, I'm not going to help them. Extreme example, right?
Yeah. Well.
But they're human beings.
Yeah.
Just have that respect and understand the job that they have to do.
Yeah.
Because these guys are going to be overworked this fall. Gotcha. On our side of the state.
And honestly, too, if you're going to want a good experience, for them to be at their best, if you believe in their best, they'll bring that to you. If you believe that they're, you know, they're not out to get your kids or to call the game wrong or whatever, they're probably going to perform better. Because I know when people doubt me, boy, do I hesitate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a human nature.
Yeah.
Then you know you did it, but then you start second guessing yourself. Well, did I?
Yep.
You know, that's
and then
just
I'm not
human.
Making the right decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what they call unconscious bias.
Okay.
Yeah. Where this fan base is really yelling at me. And you're not doing it on purpose, but they're in your head.
Yeah.
So guess who's getting more calls against them?
Yep.
The fan base that's more verbal against them.
Yeah.
Not because they want to be, it's because you got in there and now they're focused on you.
Yeah.
And so, man, I just can't fit in. You know, coming from a coaching standpoint, again, when I first started, it was, you know, I was one of the dragons, right? Just yep. breathing fire on everyone. Mm-hmm. But then you realize, and I always tell this people this, how many refs have stopped a game because a parent yelled travel and the ref stops the game? Whoa, whoa, you're right. I'm going to change my call just because you yelled it out of the crowd. Never happened.
I've never seen it happen.
It doesn't happen with a coach either. Yeah. So, hey,
yeah.
are they going to miss things? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they're humans and mm-hmm. this is an extra on top of what they already do for a traditional job. So, so if anything, one of the easiest ways is to support them is to trust them and also probably say thank you because of
absolutely
a limited amount.
One of the big things I like to do after every night is thank our refs for being here.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay. So, with all of that, we have one final question about refs, and then we're going to take a break. So how might the shortage of referees affect the quality of games and the sports community as a whole? So, like, how is that shortage, do you think, going to affect us moving forward? Obviously, we know they're now going to be overworked, but...
I think the biggest effect is just going to have to be... We're going to have to be flexible with our schedules.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with football.
Gotcha.
Right. Hey, if I have to move to a Saturday, it's okay.
Yeah, we'll survive.
Or if I have to move from a 6 o'clock start to a 7:30 start, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you know, because we still get to have it.
We have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to work together with our refs. Or, hey, you look, man, there was a, and this is on the East Coast, where they had to cancel an entire tournament because no officials. There was no officials.
Wow.
I can't remember if it was like summer, you know, like summer league baseball or something like that. But I know in some areas, high school soccer, they canceled a ton of matches this year because there were no officials. Wow. Now that's what we could maybe have to do unless we're going to pay unsightly mileage from other places.
Gotcha. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if we don't treat these guys with respect, we might have coaches, we might have enough players.
We're not going to have the refs.
Exactly. So the game still might not happen.
You know, and it's not like refs are getting out of it just because of the respect thing. I mean, hey, some of these guys are old.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, I have a basketball ref who's been 37 years.
Whoa. Okay.
37 years. Yeah. He's been reffing since he was like 25.
Okay.
He's going to be retiring. So there's a lot of age. You know, like I said, it's like teaching. A lot of people retiring, not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people filling in the slots.
And the state is trying to make that easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it used to be you needed certified officials for everything.
Oh, wow.
You needed it for everything from
mm-hmm.
junior high all the way up. And yep. now the state did this thing called local sub-varsity officiating, where anybody, hey, if you just want to ref junior high or a C squad or a JV, you can get locally officiated. You don't have to, you don't have to do the rules book. You don't have to do any workshops.
Oh, wow.
You just go in, you get registered, you do the concussion test.
Mm-hmm.
Then you watch this short video, like mm-hmm. a 20-minute video on the NDHSAA. You pay $32 and you can ref anything, junior high up to sub varsity.
Wow. So, I mean, that's a great way to dip your toes into, you know, saying like, I'm interested, but I don't want to fully commit. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe I can just try it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
and we're not yeah. really seeing it on this side of the state,
mm-hmm.
but statewide ref growth. And I'm more in the eastern side,
mm-hmm.
East River. They've seen a growth of about 10% in the last year
because of this change.
Mm-hmm. They're seeing a lot of people going from sub varsity to within a year or two, just going, you know what? I like this. I'm going to get fully yep. credentialed.
Yep. Because they're at that lower pressure level. They're willing to try it out. They got space to practice.
And that takes a lot of pressure off the schools too.
Oh, I bet.
Because, you know, again, with all these reffing shortages, I'm not going to get Dickinson officials down here for a Monday junior high game.
No.
No, I'm just not. But now we can have our own officials if they just take this class. And a lot of our people have done it. I do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, you know, if I have to, I can help ref, you know, like sub varsity basketball. I don't like mm-hmm. to do it. It's a lot of running. Yeah. I like reffing volleyball, where the only yeah. thing I have to ice is my shoulder from having people serve, you know.
Gotcha.
That gets a little tired, but
yep.
I get sub varsity officiating every year for basketball, just in case I have to help out at home.
Just because there might be a game where we don't
there,
got nobody.
There might be a game where, hey, maybe one ref can show up for yep. the 4 o'clock game, but the other two can't be here till 5:30. Okay, well, I'll strap on a whistle and sweat myself off going up and down the floor.
Do your cardio for yeah. the year.
Or just stand at half court and just watch them go by.
That's all right. Yeah. Okay, so that kind of rounds out this second segment. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go into our final segment. We're going to talk about our school and, you know, how we can check out the calendar and how you can get signed up and get notified for events. We're also going to be talking about, you know, how you can tune in and watch the sports if you can't make it to a game, whether it be, you know, on YouTube or radio or anything like that. So we'll be back after a short break. Okay, we're back with this final segment, which we're going to be talking about, you know, kind of the future of, you know, Hettinger Public School sports and, you know, knowing when games are, how to get notified, also how to tune in, how to watch, how to listen, and all that stuff. So John Kohler is going to kind of walk us through the process of how you can find the calendar and sign up for stuff. So, John, why don't we get started? Here, let me switch over to our screen really quick here. All right. So if I'm a parent who wants to make sure that I'm signed up to get notified of our events, or if I just want to see the event calendar, where do I go? What do I do?
Okay, first of all, I mean, if you're not familiar with our website, just go to Google and type in Hettinger Public School.
Okay. We're going to do that real quick here.
And then you'll see it there. The web address will be k12.nd.us. You just click on that. And then you would go to the school supply list there.
We're going to close
just
out
click
that.
On calendars.
Okay.
So we'll hover calendar. Over calendars and then go to the where it says all calendars are school.
Okay.
And that's what it's going to look like. Now, when you look at that, you know, scroll a little bit, they changed sure. the layout on us. Okay. Yep. You see where it says notify me right there.
Okay, so that's going to be able that set up. So before yep. we go into that, why don't we just kind of go over how this is organized, just for people who want to know the schedule, like how this is set up.
And this is the great thing about this website. If you just want to look at this week, it just the base is by a week. So yep. here you can see everything happening up to next Monday.
Yep.
And or you can click on month.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do that really quick. Should be able to.
And it'll show you it'll show you the whole month of August.
That's nice. That's really, really
now,
nice. Now,
what I like, if we can go back to the, and this is something I did for you.
Thanks.
Because, well, it was new for our school this year, yep. is if you go back to the week.
Sure. See if we can get him to switch over. There we go.
And then if you go down to Saturday's game, you notice that little icon there.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on that, that takes you right to KNDC Radio, and you can listen live.
Gotcha. So for those away games, you know, if you, you can listen online via just their website, and all you have to do is just click on this play button. And you were kind of mentioning, you know, this also applies to our live streams as well, which is really, really great.
Yeah, so if we go, just you can click on September.
Yeah, I think it's there it is.
Oh, okay, yeah. And if you click on the live there.
Yep.
It takes you right to our stream team.
Yep, and what you're going to see is up top here, above this list here, you're going to see a video, and it's going to say live. It's going to have like a red button that says live on it, and that'll be the actual live broadcast while it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But so thank you for doing that. That's very, very handy.
No, I think it's great that we can do that for you, because I have people. Hey, we're listening. You know, like we're doing radio. Hey, we're listening from Alaska.
Yeah,
really nice. You know, like our biggest view. Hit, I think, for anything has been the classic.
Oh my god.
The Hettinger Classic. What, well over 2,000 views.
Every time. Minimum 2,000 views every time.
Yeah.
Across multiple days. And, yes.
And it's so, this is, I love it because we have great fans all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Their grandkids, hey, or they were, we have alumni who listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's great. It's great. We have four, you know, one of my closest friends who isn't here anymore, he watches all of our stuff.
Absolutely.
All of it. So that's great. So when you're on this website and you see that, man, you can listen or you can watch. And if it's a home game, the audio or the YouTube or our stream team will also have Nolan on there from KNDC Radio.
Yep. So know that when you're watching it, you're still getting that KNDC experience. You're getting Nolan's play-by-play, which is phenomenal. And you're also getting the KNDC advertising. So you're getting advertisements from local entities in this community.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
that's how you can get to that. Now, if you want to be notified.
Yeah.
Like say, you know, just look, winter, how many times did I have to change leave times, change game times, you know, postpone games and redo it. The best way that you can stay up to date with us as Nighthawks in the Nighthawk community is to be notified. Because as soon as I make that change, you get an instant alert on your phone or email or whatever. It tells you, hey, this game has been changed. So if you want to sign up for that, you just go to the notify me.
Okay.
And you would have to... create an account. It's free.
So that's going to be this right-hand side.
Yeah.
So this is for logging in. This side's for creating an actual account. So why don't we just make a new account really quick here? We'll do like this. Okay. All right. So we'll create a new account.
You know, and then it would ask you, all this stuff, the normal things you have to fill out for anything.
Absolutely. Okay. And then you can, have your mobile provider, which depending on what you have, depending if you're an administrator or if you're just a fan or
student, teacher, parent, anyone.
Yep. Absolutely. And then after that, all you're doing is saving and continue. Really, really simple and straightforward. Okay. So now that I went through my account and everything's set up. The next screen is going to take me to what activities I want. So there's things like HPS events, which are generalized categories or generalized events, that are just happening at school, often academic related. But then you have all of these over here. So John, I'm going to let you take it away from here.
All right. So let's say you want to, your kids in basketball. You can click on any one of those, whatever level they're at, you can click on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if I change a girl's varsity date, it goes out to everybody who signed up for that notify. Yeah,
and it goes out to you via email and text, even if you want it. And honestly, I've been receiving text for a while. I like to know, being that I'm in charge of the stream team, I like to know when games are changed. It is undeniably hard to miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it sends it out. So you're going to get that instantaneously.
Absolutely. And also, too, there's other things, too, that you see here.
Yeah, you see the school-only events. A lot of people like to sign up for just the practices because sometimes we have to move practices around. It's especially nice for the elementary practices.
Yep.
Because those kids don't have cars. Parents like to know, okay, we're not practicing in the little gym tonight. We're going to be practicing at the armory. So the parents know, all right, so I'm going to go to the armory. I'm not going to go to the little gym and wait for my kid for 20 minutes.
Yep.
So that's nice too, you know, awesome. And you can see all of the things that you can sign up for.
Awesome.
I mean, you're not going to get a notice for ACT until someone puts it in, and you're probably going to get that once.
Yep.
Or like the field trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones on the left, the conference and the team schedules are the ones where you're going to get a lot of notifications.
Yep.
And if Absolutely. Your kid isn't, if it's just sports, then I would encourage you to sign up for whatever sport you want notifications on and the coinciding practice schedule thing.
Okay.
On the right side. So if there is a change, you know that practice is changed.
And you're covered, you know, whether it be games or practices.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're going to continue to the next step here. And the last but not least, we can choose how early you get these notifications, you know, if there's a schedule change notification or reminders before that activity. Mm-hmm. So you can choose across every one of these things that we've signed up for how soon you want to know before an event's coming or anything like that if you'd like reminders.
Yeah. So, like, let's say you want to be reminded of the boys' basketball game 24 hours before.
Yep.
Like, maybe you have something going on. You might, you know, miss it, whatever. It will send you an automatic, hey, just a reminder, boys basketball game in 24 hours.
Yep, absolutely, which is nice. It's almost like a little personal assistant keeping you up to date. Now, if you don't want notifications or reminders before an event happens, you just leave these blank.
Mm-hmm. You'll just get the reminder I send out.
Yep, when things change or anything like that. Yep, absolutely.
And again, all free, too. That's another thing to tell everyone. This is all free.
That's really nice. Awesome. So we went through that. Let's say, you know, we'll choose, you know, first day of school. I'll go 1 hour before. We'll let that dread sit in a little bit. No, I'm kidding. No. So then we're all set up and we're all good to go. Now, let's say, let's say we went through that, but we want to make changes. Can we just go back into this notify me?
Oh, yeah. You can go back into your account.
And you can adjust this accordingly again.
Because I used to get that a lot from parents whose kids graduated. Like, I'm still getting these basketball announcements. Can you take me off? Okay, well, all you got to do is log into your notify me.
And then you're done.
And then unclick everything.
Absolutely. But, okay, so what was the other thing you wanted to talk
about? The mobile app. See, it says get the mobile app. You can go to the app store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Our School Today app. The icon is going to look like a little hat.
Yep.
And you can have the schedule right on your phone.
Yep. Now, what was the one kicker that we discovered recently with that? That when you choose your school,
if you're going to choose Headinger Scranton, you have to go down to Region 7.
It's underneath the Region 7 heading. So it's Region 7, then Headinger Scranton. Yeah.
All the schools under Region 7. There's a couple different Headinger ones, and I don't know why they did that. We told them to remove it, and they said they can't. I don't know.
Gotcha.
But the proper one would be under Region 7.
Okay, so if you use the app, you need to know that. Mm-hmm. You need to do that.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so we've kind of covered where you can find the schedule, how you can get notified, how you can change your notifications, and also the application. We've talked a little bit about, you know, so how people can tune in and things like that. We might go a little bit deeper on that for a hot minute, and then we'll kind of conclude and call our good for the day. So one of the things that people might forget is that we have entities like KNDC that are always at, especially varsity events, and they're always covering. I mean, you've been a color man as well as the main commentator for a lot of, like, you know, baseball and football and
basketball, volleyball, wrestling. I don't know enough about wrestling to be behind the mic to say anything.
Yep. And you know, that's such a great thing, so especially for radio, you know, like, let's say if you're not by a computer, you don't have your phone on you or whatever, or if you're driving, you know, you have that entity available, that option, that service available to you, so you can get connected with these kids who are learning these skills, and you can be along that ride with them, you know. And if you are by a computer or if you have a phone, again, you know, that live link that you saw earlier, that is one of the many ways that you can not only tune into KNDC and listen to it on your phone if you can't watch, but if you want to watch, you can watch it either there, or you can simply just go to Google and you can look up HPS Stream Team. The HPS is in Headinger Public School, and that first link is directly to that YouTube channel, and that will take us to The actual channel where we host all of our videos. If you want to learn more about the program, that second link will take you to more details about the program. You can meet some of the kids that are on that program and some of the things that we provide and ways that you can watch. And we have cheat sheets and all that stuff. And yeah, so if you're interested in that, or if you like the KNDC audio only experience, you have this website as well. And it is just a really nice set of tools to have for our community.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of people don't, we tend to take it for granted because, you know, KNDC's always been here. You know, the stream team is now established. Mm-hmm. But we're one of the very few rural towns that have these.
Oh, yeah.
Most towns don't have a radio station.
Or a play-by-play guy.
Yeah, and nearly no school does what you do with the stream team.
It is definitely new. That's for sure.
Well, and you know, we have the NFHS network, but we have people, not because of the price, it's free to watch you, and it's $70 a year for NFHS, which is one thing, but you're getting to hear Nolan, and then your video is way better than the NFHS cam.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's so much easier to watch the stream team than it is NFHS. Plus, NFHS is so finicky. I mean, you might be watching the game, it'll go out, or...
connectivity and...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That especially too, if you got a tight game, you know, you get emotionally invested. You do, and that's the fun of the game. Mm-hmm. But I can't tell you, you know, how frustrating that is when there's a technical difficulty right in the middle of a big event or big moment. Or
yeah, because people sometimes, when the NFHS network, I think we had that before you got in, and people wanted to listen to Nolan but watch the game, and there's like a 10-second difference.
Oh yeah,
there's the delay. But with you guys, it's all bang. It's right there.
Yep. Yep. And big thanks to Nolan too for being such a helpful entity and being on board with working with us on that. Cause I'll be honest with you. I'm a big fan of, I really like baseball, but football's been always my number one. And I thoroughly enjoy watching football and hearing Nolan's commentary. Cause my goodness, it's a really great experience. There's nothing like it really.
I love getting caught up in it too. You see a nice long run.
Oh yeah.
You know, and bring baseball back, but you kind of get all Harry Carey sometimes up there. Holy cow! Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, sometimes, you know, they say, you know, there's not a lot to do in small towns, but we have things like this that are sitting there at, you know, just at the ready for free, thanks to, you know, not only the entities like KNDC and the kids on the stream team, but also the businesses in the community who are providing funding to keep these things going.
Oh yeah.
So like, you know,
advertising and all of that stuff.
So, you know, when people say that, you know, if there's nothing to do, there's at least stuff, there's definitely something to do that's free, whether you can watch it online or you can just listen to it on the radio or even on your computer. So
yeah, it's a great service here for our small community.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you for being such a big help with that. There's been many ideas that you've given me that fully are implemented now into the way we've done things, which have been fun.
We should probably talk about it because I don't know if my ideas are always the best.
Well, we've used a few because I know you've sent me some CCX Media, some of the things they provided a lot of help for us.
But that's like the KFYR of Minneapolis, so they have way more at their disposal.
True, but I mean, we've learned a lot from them, and one of the fun things that we did recently was the shot for wrestling that you said we need to have a camera out right by on the edge of the mat, and we used our
gimbal camera.
That was so fun. So thank you for any ideas you've
given. I can't wait. And I'm gonna be a little spoiler, but Joel just did the starting or the players for football, and they did a heck of an intro, so I can't wait till that's posted because it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun time. We talked with some of the kids about, you know, like, hey, how can we make this a little better, and I kind of had a small idea, and they took it and they made it their own, and my goodness, it's fun. So all right, well, John, thank you very much for coming in and talking today about all these things, all these great reminders about, you know, having respect, how to, you know, properly help these kids learn, not just win, but learn. And then also to, you know, supporting our refs and then, you know, kind of getting excited about the upcoming sports season. Seasons.
Oh yeah, it's my pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
As we wrap up this insightful episode of Hawk Talk, we want to extend a big thank you to John Cole, our athletic director, for sharing his valuable insights and experience on the world of school sports, and also his dedication towards our students for their growth both on and off the field. So also too, we'd like to remind you that if this episode has given you a fresh perspective on the importance of sports and education, we highly recommend that you subscribe to Hawk Talk, whether it be on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to your podcast. And we hope that you have a great day.